Tim in Kingwood has kind of an involved one here, so sit back and listen to his story.
Yes.
He said, I had an especially difficult time drying out the green sheetrock layer of my home. The interior of the house was dry, but the outside bricks are still soaking. I couldn't get the dry air to that inner area next to the brick, so I cut ventilation holes near the bottom of the walls as well as 7 feet up and directed blowers into the bottom holes, creating an airflow. Now, it seems everything is dry, and I'll patch over the holes and apply some mildecide and pigmented shellac. His question is, do I apply this stuff over the interior of the green sheetrock that's severely stained and over the framing?
If he means the pigmented shellac and the...
He says Zinsser, but I'm assuming it's pigmented shellac.
That's what he's talking about. The answer is yes.
Okay. And is there a better way to make patches over the interior green sheetrock in order to seal out the moisture from the new insulation layer?
No, you're not going to seal out all the moisture. The brick is going to get wet, and that's why you have an airspace so the water can go down. Every time it rains, your brick's going to get wet again. So to try to dry it out, I probably would have told you not to do that. I would probably get some good quality air conditioning tape, and I'd tape that thing all up before I painted it and just leave it at that. If you want to try to patch it with sheetrock, you can, but I don't think it's worth the trouble.